wanting much more than a mild analgesic is called for in these circumstances. Excellent. Welcome back. I'm glad to see you're finally waking up. Well, allow me to alleviate some of that worry. I am Dr. Heinrich Wagner. I'm the lead physician at our world-renowned wellness center. And you are a very busy woman. Executive positions are a lot of stress, so my clients tell me. You'll soon see most everyone here holds various positions of power in their everyday lives. Oh, so the firm you work for have sent you here. Paid in full. Look at this as a vacation from your problems and worries. After all, you are run down and exhausted, and this is a perfect escape. What could be more appealing? Well, I understand. It is hard to come to terms with these things. More often than not, most of our patients are reluctant to accept help. The fact of the matter is that at the rate you're going, you won't see 30. You need rest, relaxation, and a cure for your restless ways. Please, have a seat. You're excited. I don't want you to injure yourself further. Well, indeed, you were, you were brought here a few days ago, a little out of it, someone's averse for that. You took a tumble, and from your lack of memory, it would seem it's worse than I originally thought. Dead patients? Eels? Staff trying to kill you? Really? No, my, it's worse off than you. It's worse than I thought. You're worse off than I thought. This has progressed significantly. Yes, you had these delusions put into your mind by one of our more unstable patients. Look, you were irrational and a danger to yourself and others, which is why I've decided to oversee some of your treatments myself. But first, a cursory examination. There. Now then, please, let's not do this again, dear. I'd hate to have you restrained again. Besides, all this is just a symptom of the toxins leaving your body. Anxiety is normal, but let's be sensible, shall we? Very good. Thought you might change your mind. Now, please stand and remove your clothes. Yep, just pop them onto a chair there. Thank you. Please remain standing. Let's see. Open your eyes nice and wide. Thank you. And open your mouth. Good. Fine. Okay. Just your wrist, please. Let's just take your pulse. See, I've taken the liberty of studying your personal file in some great depth. It said you suffer from bouts of extreme panic. Hysteria, so violent, you almost hurt a client. Is this correct?
Quite right.
Well, your refusal of our standard procedures forces me to introduce to you a new and more radical treatment. Now, let's see. Please move on to the table. Yes, that one. Good. Now please lay back. Just relax. It does not do you any good to be tense. After all, this will help you relax in the long run. Now, please put your legs up here. Very good. Now, please be very still.
I think an internal examination.
Oh, yes, this is far worse than I thought. Yes, it would seem your sickness corrupts you from the inside out. For you to ever even attempt to become well, you'd have to be cleansed from the inside first.
No, nurse, no, the subject is unruly and not wanting to comply.
Right. I think we need to tighten the restraint, so please a little help. And then there's a room. No, I have secured you as a way of keeping you still. I'm disappointed in you. How can you become well if you reject the cure? I know. Shh.
I know. You want to be well. I will help you. It's what I'm here for.
Ah, yes. Gloves, I think.
You see, I'm pure. Cured. Healed. I can help you. Help make you a well woman. Finally, perhaps for the first time in your life.
You see, if I touch you here, you see, I can feel you wanting to release these awful things inside you.
Wriggling, really? I think we're quite beyond that now, aren't we? Are you quite finished? Don't deny what I say to you. You feel ready to me, ready to start your treatment. After all, the mind may lie, but the body cannot. And isn't that what got you here in the first place?
Let's just take these out of the way. Clothes, sometimes cumbersome. Now, I'm going to place my erection here at your entrance. Then, once we've filled you with the cure, you can make sure it stays with you. No matter how, focus on the treatment.
Ah, there we are.
Why do you ask?
Well, I'm simply using myself to measure the depth of your sickness, which in turn will tell me just how much of a cure you really need.
That's right. Do you feel the sickness leaving your body?
The deeper I go, the further you stretch around me, the more you succumb.
That's right.
I can feel you starting to crack. Stop fighting and let yourself become better.
Your muscles are already starting to contract. Signs of needing and knowing you're sick.
Signs you really do want the cure. Do you feel that? That gentle pounding. My erection making you release the wickedness. Your filth. Let it leave your body.
Yes. I'm going to fill you. Give you the antidote. The cure to your disease. My pure seed spilling into you. Cleansing you from the inside out.
Yes. There. Do you feel it?
Just a moment. That's all right. Just a little longer.
That's it. Good. Very well done. There. 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 Do you feel? Injecting you with the medicine you need? Making you a well woman.
That's right.
Good girl.
Very good. I'm starting to think you do want to get better.
No. You need to lay there. The cure must work itself into you. We will try the treatment again tomorrow. And the next day. And the day after that. Until you're fully healed.